Welcome, everybody, to the 2025 KVKL Degenerates Preseason Mini Pod.
Oh, boy.
I'm joined here with Cougar, Jason, Cubby Huang. No, it's.
I still haven't watched the movie.
You gotta watch the goddamn movie.
Until I don't see the door, I was telling him to know as Cubby. I know.
Affectionately.
Affectionately, of course. I don't know whose idea was years ago, Sean, to do this Degenerates podcast. You or Ben?
Probably Ben. Yeah, he's the.
What you heard about the
brightest bulb in our lighthouse.
Geez. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, couldn't be here, Ben. We wish you were here, but when I heard the idea came out, I'm like, what? Really? And now, what, four or five years in, here we are.
Yep, here we are.
Another year of the Degenerates podcast.
We're doing it again, joined by the spirit and ghost of Ben Hutnick.
Well, he's not dead.
Well, I mean, just like his ethereal presence. There
ethereal
we go.
Presence, yeah, yeah.
And we
wish Kenny was here, Kenny Caberline from Honey Badgers, but he had some really busy work commitments he had to deal with, so he's also here in spirit.
Yeah.
Not dead. Yeah,
and, of course, so. We are live here at Johnny's North, 401 North 2nd Street, right here in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah.
Catch them at www.johnnystavern.com.
Still no fax line. Shame.
Still no fax line.
Fax line. No, yeah, yeah. So.
We don't need one. I'd just fax you drawings of butts. That's probably what I'd do. It'd be like sometimes I'll go into the office and our copy machine.
Oh, God.
You can email straight to someone's email from the copy. So I'll flip someone off, maybe, allegedly, and email it to them. And all you get is just this pitch black screen and a middle finger.
Yeah.
I don't know who would do that, though. I've heard stories.
You've heard stories.
I've heard stories.
Well, I, you know, shockingly, you know, I capabilities, you know, my hotel jobs. I never did that.
You should.
Why?
You should. There are people that deserve it. Like,
I'll get fired.
Oh, they wouldn't know who did it. That's when you ding dong ditch people.
Ding dong ditch. Ding dong ditch by, you know, copying, you know, middle fingers and.
I would pay good money to see you run down a hallway to get away from an angry person you've woke up at 2:37 a.m.
What?
That'd be funny. I'd watch that TikTok.
I don't even have TikTok.
Neither do I.
Oh, Jesus.
Corinne does. Not
Corinne
me.
Does?
Corinne has TikTok. Her best friend, the Grim Reaper, she sends her TikToks like 20-minute TikTok. I didn't know TikTok could
20
be
minutes? I thought there was 20 seconds!
I have the TikTok app, but I rarely use it.
She uses it for the 20-minute TikToks that...
20 minutes?
That our pal Ripper...
Good God. By the way, how's TikTok still not sold? What the hell's going on?
I don't know. Too many TikToks, not enough cooks.
I don't know.
So, Cougar, are you going to jump us right into these bets? Or
yeah,
let's
go into these bets. These are the prop bets we can use all regular season long and see who's right and who's wrong and all that. Let's get to it. Let's start off with Ben Hutnick. I wish you were here.
He's a three-time runner-up.
Yeah.
To the back-to-back-to-back champion.
That's
Who is
you?
That, Cougar? Oh, I think that's me.
Is that you?
That's
Jesus.
Me.
It is you.
Oh, man.
Yet somehow you, thankfully, you were not the back-to-back champion of the Cougar After Dark podcast.
Oh, that was brutal.
Tournament.
By one pick. By
yeah.
half a point.
I know. Well, I know.
And it was a bonus point.
Alex,
Cougar with his RPI fucks me again.
The RPI had nothing to do with it. Had nothing to do with it.
Hey, all I know is that top 10 team last year.
Yeah.
We're so fucking bad.
Yeah, I know. Alex, by the way, Alex Holland won the Cougar After Dark podcast.
He did.
Tournament. Yeah. So.
He took that title from me. I was running for a three-peat.
You were
on that.
Running for a three-peat. You were. You legitimately were.
Man.
Yeah.
Like Mike Jordan up in this motherfucker.
Yeah. Jeez.
So Ben's first bet.
Ben's first prop bet. Here we go. Number one, in between this podcast and the Cougar After Dark podcast, will more individuals, A, switch KVKL teams, or B, get replaced in President Trump's cabinet? I can't believe we're starting off with this.
So that's easy for me because I'm going to take this moment to unapologetically pre-shame people. If you're planning on exploiting this rule that has been put into place to foster inclusivity and to make sure that everyone in our league has an outlet to play the game that we're all playing,
sure.
Which might I remind everyone, no matter how mad you may get, me, no matter how happy you may be, the Rockets, or no matter how drunk you can get, Red Lion, what matters is that there's explicitly a rule that is only one sentence. Don't be an asshole.
Yep.
And if you're going to exploit the quote-unquote KVKL portal, shame on you.
Yep.
And I hope it publicly backfires on anyone attempting to do that.
Amen, 100%.
With that being said,
yeah,
I have nothing but the utmost faith in our league that yep. the answer is going to be B, because people are not going to be switching teams. I think people are going to be playing where they want to be playing, and at minimal or maximum, we'll see a handful or less of players transfer due solely, hopefully, to team calisthenics and meshing. Purely cosmetic.
Purely cosmetic.
But I guess I put a lot of faith in our community.
Yeah. Hate to get political, and you know me, I don't do politics. You want to take a wild guess who you think will get replaced first in Trump's cabinet?
I mean, at this point, it just depends on who accidentally shames him first. Because he has done very well, like most of our presidents near and in the past. They surround themselves specifically with reasonably to pretty darn smart people. And even yes men need to have people who are smart. So it'll be the first person to accidentally shame him. And they're not even going to know they do it. They'll probably agree with something he said that he's changed his mind about.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hilarious. But it'll be minimal. I'm going with replaced on cabinet.
Is there an amount of money that you would be on President Trump's cabinet? Give a price.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to talk about? What am I on the cabinet for? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why not? I'm okay. Going to give people a voice, right?
Okay. Right.
I wouldn't last long.
No, you would not.
Fuck, I'd do it for free for a day.
Oh, and God.
It wouldn't work out, but...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to give me an opportunity to speak for people who don't get to speak,
yeah.
Sign me up twice.
Okay. All right. So, B, by the way, I went with B, get replaced in Trump's cabinet.
Yeah.
And Kenneth also went with B, getting replaced in Trump's cabinet. So
did Ben go with... Oh, Ben's exempt.
No, okay, no, Ben's yeah, exempt. He can't pick. All right. Prop bet number two for Ben Hutnick. Who will have the highest win percentage in the conclusion of the Week 10 games? Is it A, the Kansas City Royals, B, the Boston Red Sox, or C, John Denver experience shift, drink shift?
You know, this is a wild fucking question. So Week 10, I'm just going to put this out there. So Week 10 is going to come in August.
You know what day in August that is? I can look it up.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
Okay, fine.
Man, that's deep into the MLB season.
Did you need to look at
highest
John Denver?
Win? No, I don't need. I've
you
got
need
confidence.
John Denver experience.
It's either John Denver or the Red Sox. Like, Red Sox are going to be fucking good
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
And they already are.
By the way, sorry that happened to Tristan Casas. Sorry
I don't about that. Have John Denver's
schedule
in front of
you
me.
You want the schedule? I give it to you. You want?
Yeah. That's honestly going to be the most important thing.
There you go. You
so
want to look at John Denver's
JD
screen? I looked at it. It's alphabetical order. Alphabetical order. Yep. See it?
Global, no. Post House, no. Topokes, yes. Rejects, yes. Harpies,
all right, did
yes.
It.
Rollers, no. Cork, yes. Sword, no. Red Legs, no. Man, I'm going to go Red Sox.
You're going Red Sox.
I'm going B. Yeah.
You're going the Sox. Okay. I went with JDE. I think they're going to go 6-4 this regular season. So I went with JDE.
Yeah, like I have them at 5-5. Yeah. 5-5. Yeah.
5-5. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, we all have different answers.
Well, Kenneth, I mean, 4-5. 4-5. I'm going to give them
well,
a benefit. They play
I know.
Big.
I'm still going with the Week 10 and whatever, yeah. So. Kenneth went with the Kansas City Royals. So we all have totally different answers. He's going with the Royals. So.
Who'd you pick? John Denver?
I picked John Denver. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know if I'll be right. Probably not. So. I don't know.
Oh man.
Yeah. By the way, sorry what happened to Tristan Casas. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's a bummer. It's gonna put a jet back on some young kids. So
yeah.
I'm excited. We have like the second best, in my opinion, the best farm team.
Yeah.
Farm system right now in the majors, but.
Right.
5 of the top 25 prospects. So
yeah, I know.
I'm excited.
Good. It's pretty good, yeah.
And arguably good. The rookie of the year for the AL.
Yeah, yeah.
Christian Campbell is.
Yeah, Campbell.
Soup.
Good. Yep. So. Prop bet number 3. Will there be more, A, shutouts in week 4, or B, combined regular season losses for Johnny's Global Cafe and Invictus Fitness? By the way, Invictus Fitness used to be Kansas Taco Zone.
Yeah.
Did you need to look at the week 4 schedule? You can look.
Yeah.
Oh, you
what's
put
week
on, 4? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I guess I could always pull it up too. Okay, let's see.
Already did it. For me, so. Go ahead.
Ring extra.
You need to scroll down, otherwise I'll time out.
Oh, man. Jesus criminy.
I know. When I saw why Ben picked week 4,
only,
I'm like,
I think
I'm like,
only
geez.
Made it to YSC 7. I'm going to go ahead and go shutouts in week 4.
Yeah, I went with the shutouts as well. I went with 5. And with combined regular season losses for Johnny's Global Invictus, I went 4.
I stopped counting at 5 losses or shutouts.
Kenneth went with B, so he went with combined number of regular season losses for Johnny's Global Invictus. He's wrong, but whatever.
Yeah.
So there's that. Okay, now we're going to go to Sean.
All right, number 1.
Number 1, amount of teams with a winning record over under 16.5. Ben went with over. Kenneth went with under. I'm going under as well. Because last year, there was 14 teams that had a winning record in the end of the regular season. And because I'm so unimaginative, I'll just stay with 14. I don't know why.
So Ben went over. Right?
Ben went over, yes. Ben went over. So there's going with
so
that.
So for posterity's sake as well, there were 17 last year.
17 next year, yeah.
So there were 17 teams with winning records. 3 of them finished with over 9 run.
Did they? Yeah. Okay. I'm going under, so. I think it'll be in the more teams. It'll be 5-5.
It's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Number two.
Amount of teams with an average of 9 run win differential, over under 2.5.
3 teams last year.
3 teams last year, correct. Yeah, Ben went with... under. Kenneth went with under. I said, screw it, I'm going over. I know this seems that the teams have gotten better. I think that more teams will, I think it'll be more blowouts.
You think there's going to be more blowouts?
More blowouts, as far as the upper echelon teams. They're gonna basically not play, just, I think they'll push more pedal to the metal, put in more runs. The upper echelon teams.
You know who the number 4 team was in run differential last year?
Was it Post House?
No.
Who was it?
Wog.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just throwing it out there. Global, Post House, and I believe Invictus were the top 3. And number 4 was
Wog. They're going to go for 9. Oh, yeah. It's all Corinne's fault. It's your fault. Yeah, don't look at me like that. We all know you're the most ruthless member of WAG. Come on, we know damn well it's you.
She's the silent puppet master.
Oh yeah, she's definitely.
You remember those movies, Coog, from the '80s?
What?
The Puppet Masters. Did you ever see those?
No.
Oh, man, they had these little fucking marionette dolls, and they'd come to life and kill people? Wild.
The hell?
Absolutely wild.
The only marionette puppets I watched was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah, no.
King Friday, Queen Saturday.
Yeah, Queen Saturday was a real twat. But King Friday was the shit.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my boy right there.
Oh, yeah.
Trolley, man, a few words.
Oh,
just gets
I love
it done.
Oh, I love Trolley.
Just gets it done.
Just gets it done. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, no, it's going to be over because, yeah, it's... Wog, you guys are, yeah.
You're going the over.
You're going the over, yeah.
And number three from me,
number
dude.
Three from Sean. Individual IFUs issued over, under 2.5. Ben's going over with a bullet, as he quoted for him. Kenneth is going over. I don't know why, but maybe have faith in humanity. I'm going under. Please go under. Please go under. Please.
I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, but Kenneth and Ben clearly don't have any faith in humanity. Clearly, they're gonna go over. Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. Oh Jesus!
I'm excited.
Oh God! Oh God! Okay.
So next we get to do Cougars.
Oh, it's me.
That's how
okay.
I know it's yours because there's paragraphs.
It's paragraphs. Yes. I'll make sure you understand.
Oh okay. Yeah.
All right. Last season, there was not a single team that went undefeated or winless during the regular season. Which will happen this upcoming regular season? An undefeated team? A winless team? Both an undefeated team and a winless team? Or neither undefeated team or a winless team? Let you know, Ben went with only winless. Kenneth went with neither. John? That's crazy. Like, what was it?
I mean, the way that the scheduling's laid out, you would think it wouldn't be a winless team. But, Cougar, we've had a winless team in the league for...
Yeah, I know.
How many seasons?
Yeah, every year there's a winless team. The only reason why...
Was the first year that we didn't have a winless team.
Because of a forfeit.
They only won because of a forfeit.
Because of a forfeit.
I think we return. I'm going winless.
Only winless?
Only winless.
Only winless, yeah.
I don't think, I've said this so many times in the past, and I still feel it. This might be post-house year. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just going to say it. I've believed it in the past, but they're going to, if it ain't their year, they're going to be the reason why there's the one in whatever record there is ones in.
Yeah.
It'll be post-house.
It's been a long time since they won the title, 2017.
It's a long time.
Man,
eight
years. Yeah, they can do it.
Simon is my Joe Hendry.
Simon's your what?
My Joe Hendry. I believe in Simon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, all right.
I'm going. So me and Kenny went neither.
Kenny went neither.
Ben
went with winless, and so are you. You're also going winless. Yeah. Prop bet number two. Last season, the highest number of runs scored was 160 by Global Cafe. The highest combined number of runs allowed was 163 by Ball Beavers. By the end of the regular season, which number be higher? The highest combined number of runs scored by a single team or the highest combined number of runs allowed by a single team? Ben went with runs allowed. Kenneth went with runs scored.
I'm going runs allowed.
Runs allowed, yeah. Yeah, 163. And if Malloy says that, you know, they a different team mentality, they picked up a really good player, da-da-da-da, we'll see. Of course, first responders, totally new to the team, new to the league. Not sure how they're going to be like. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be terrible, but it's going to be quite the learning experience for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Prop bet number three by Cougar. First responders are the new team this season. Will they have a better or worse regular season record than the team they replaced in the league? That would be Astrohead, who last year regular season went 2-8. Ben went with push, so same record.
Yeah, that's right.
Kenneth went with better. You want to look at their schedule?
No.
Okay,
fine. I was immediately going push, 2-8.
Push? You're going push better? Same? Okay.
I looked at their schedule, and that the second win is...
So who's their wins? Here, go look at here. I got it. Who's your wins? First responders. First page.
So first responders. I have them beating LFK Rays and the Beavers. Or not the Beavers, the Gators.
Gators?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Finally, we're going with Kenneth's prop bets. Over under three extra inning games this season. Three.
In the regular season?
Man, yes, that's extra a tall inning games. Task.
Three? How many did we have last year, kid?
I don't know. Sorry, I don't have the stats in front of me. Like, I have to go look at everyone. I don't know.
No.
So Ben went with push. I'm going under. I have no scientific reason why.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have the stats in front of me.
I'm going to go the under.
Under, yeah. Sorry, I don't have that in front of me. Prop bet number two. This is a tough one. Over, under. Number of home runs by Johnny's Zach Knockbar. Five. Ben's going over. And this is no disrespect to Zach. Really good player. Even better person. I'm going under. That's a lot of home runs to ask of someone. By the way, inside the parkers do count. Ben went over. I went under. Five. Zach Knockbar, Johnny's Tavern.
So we're going to have to keep a Knockbar counter?
Yep. Because 2 years ago, we kept the count with Simon.
Yeah.
And he went over. It was like three, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he...
And he had like five in
something
four
like that.
Weeks.
Yeah, something like that. 2 years ago with that prop bet, yeah.
Man. Like, I want to try and offset Ben because he keeps stealing my picks. Like, I'm tempted to go push at five, but...
You want to go push? You can if you want.
I looked at their schedule. Like, he should have five home runs. He should have seven.
You think so? Look at the Johnnies. Let's see. There's Love Garden, Red Legs, Global Cafe, Gators, Rick Rollers, Invictus, D-Holes, Post House, Sure Factory. What, you think that, you know, Zach...
I'm going to go over.
You're going to over? Fine.
I can't talk.
I was going to say, what do you think that Zach going to go Mike Cameron and go four home runs on Gators?
Ben fucking went over, didn't he?
Yeah.
You went under.
I went under, yeah. Okay. The last prop bet by Kenny, although technically it's Ben's. Closest without going over, what will be the highest single game score differential at a game of the week?
Game of the week.
I won't say that what Ben picked or what I picked. I'll let it go to you. Highest margin of victory in a game of the week without going over.
Without going over.
Without going over.
So
I can
you
look
yodel,
at last
you
year.
Yodel
I remember
for me?
Two games that the game of the week. Hang on.
No, let me.
Because
I've got files on my hard drive over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, well,
too.
I remember Global Cafe Run Rules Love Guard 18-3.
No, okay. Yeah.
The Shirt
no,
Factory. They run ruled Red Legs 23-3. Those are the ones that come to mind as far as like absolute curb stomps. Go look at your hard drive. But
Jesus. That
I mean, if you want to look it through all
no,
the game of the
I'm
weeks.
I'm looking at all the game of the weeks right now.
Yeah.
And
is there some potential?
I'm going to go. I don't have to say which game it is, do I?
What's that?
I don't have to say which game it is,
no,
do
no,
I?
No, no, no. You don't need to.
I don't
want to
make anyone
you
feel
can tell
bad.
Me off the record.
I'm going to go 13.
13? Okay. Okay.
I'm going to go 13.
Ben went with 17. I went with 14. I did not change my number. I just wrote 14. I'm like, yeah. He's going 17. He's like, wow. So, okay. So, what's that? Yeah, I guess so. Okay. So those are the prop bets we have for the Degenerates podcast for the season.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
I'm very excited about our year, about everything, like all the charity stuff
yeah.
we get to do this year.
Absolutely, yeah.
All the awesome events we have upcoming. There's a lot to be happy and looking forward to. So
yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait.
This one I need to keep track of the prop bets, which I need to probably watch CNN like every day, which I do at work, is the first prop bet, whether it's which is higher, the switching KVKL teams or replacements in Trump's cabinet. It's like, damn it, now I got to keep track of that shit. I'll keep track of that.
Well, you better hope like they start getting kicked out this weekend and they stop on Sunday, because you don't really have to track it until Sunday, right?
What's that? Yeah.
You don't have to track. So, like, someone could get fired in the cabinet tomorrow. Wouldn't count.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Totally count.
Oh, it counts? Even though we haven't played a KVKL game yet?
Oh, switch to KVKL team. Okay, fine. Let's start on Sunday. Okay, good point. So if someone gets fired from now until Saturday, it wouldn't count.
Because
fine.
Technically, you can't switch teams in the preseason.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have turned in a roster with me on it.
Yeah.
And I could have been like, yeah. And then I show up to the game and rip off my Tropics jersey and I'm wearing the opponents.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I technically was never on your team to begin with.
True. That's true. So we got to wait till Sunday.
I highly encourage someone to do that. That'd be fucking amazing.
What, pull a Hulk Hogan?
Talk about a transfer portal. Fuck that. You just show up.
Oh, Jesus.
Like week one with the team you're playing against, jersey on underneath, and you rip your shirt off and join the opposing force.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I would get so fucking hyped.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'd sit out the rest of my game and come just cheer you on. So that's a standing offer.
Play the Hulk Hogan theme.
Yeah, you want to see me not play week one? Turn your back on your team.
God. now you gave someone the ammo to do it.
Man. Yeah.
God damn it.
Hey, the water's fine here in the portal, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I think that wraps it up for all of our picks this year for preseason. So that should tide you over just what you wanted, another 30 minutes of listening to Cougar and I on your trip home from work. So, Cougar, after your ad, since you don't get YouTube Plus, take us out.
Yeah, you know what? I'll just continue from before.